Everybody, welcome to our guest conference today. Hello, family. Welcome to listening on the webcast. But anyway, at least I don't know that, right? So, the weather is asking how our cars are. How do you feel? I still didn't realize we've got a dark cloud on the and we're trying to put lumps and cardboard on most of it. Oh, let's see. I'm trying. That's a lot of wheelbarrows you're putting in 3 or 4 inches. I'm not very good with math, but some of you can calculate how many cubic feet of get mounded. And to get from there to there, I guess involves a lot of physical work. But it's good for me. Anyway, today I thought I'd talk about something basic, something that's needed, actually needed primarily by me. That's why you're here. So I needed to give something. And a lot of times I think you'll hear speakers say that they're really speaking for themselves in many ways. About something that they the challenge. So let me start by telling you something about the company. I work for Consumers Energy. We have a new business unit that collects gas. It's called BTS now, the computer area. And in the past, we always try to align what's being done up here with what the people do so that they all match and accomplish their goals. And it hasn't been always effective, but now there's really been a push to do this, to make sure that what the workers do is aligned with the objectives, goals of the company. And an example of that is in the area of safety. Unlike Ford, which quality is the number one goal, ours is number one in safety. They say everyone goes home safe. Also, we want safety for the consumers. But we only can control employees in terms of the work. But what they do can influence what we can do, we try to do what we can to influence what employees do at home too, so it'll be safe at home and at play as well. So they would do things like they give you safety kits.